Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, come on, guys. You can make it a little bit stronger there. You probably was expecting someone from the English choir to speak today. As you know, our youths were busy with Friday night sing and other youth group weekend activities this weekend. So they are kind of busy, and so they sort of said, Auntie Sujandi, you're going to do this. So you got me today. Come on, guys. Let's praise God and just get going. Okay. Can you say it with me? Praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, that sounds much better, guys. Respected Achins and my church family, I praise and thank God for this opportunity to share from God's word. Also, I want to thank our choir committee and Achin for allowing me to share today. Achin already gave us sort of a message, so I had this written down, so I'm going to make it very simple and short. As we heard from Achin, our Sabha is celebrating or observing today as Choir Sunday, and we recognize the choirs of the church and thank God for the medium of music and song. Music plays an important part in our worship, and that is true for all religion. In order to grow our divine music further, in 1969, Dr. Alexander Marthoma Valimetropolitan founded Department of Sacred Music and Communication, also known as DSMC, with the vision that choir helps to lead the congregation in worship. Our choir is a member of the DSMC. It is the official media department of Marthoma Sabha. It uses audio and visual media in promoting Christian values. അറിയാൻ വയ്യാത്തവർക്കായിട്ട് ഞാൻ പറയുകയാണ്, യൂട്യൂബ്, അവർക്കൊരു യൂട്യൂബ് ചാനലുണ്ട്. നിങ്ങൾക്ക് മാറൺ കൺവെൻഷൻ്റെ പാട്ടുകൾ, പ്രസംഗങ്ങളൊക്കെ കേൾക്കണമെങ്കിൽ യൂട്യൂബ് ചാനൽ പോയാൽ കിട്ടുന്നതായിരിക്കും. അത് ഒന്ന് ഓർപ്പിക്കുകയാണ് എല്ലാവരെയും. ദ ഡിട്രോയിറ്റ് മാർത്തോമ ചർച്ച് ഹാസ് ബീൻ ബ്ലെസ്ഡ് വിത്ത് എ ഡെഡിക്കേറ്റഡ് ക്വയർ വിത്ത് ടു വിങ്സ്, എൻ ഇംഗ്ലീഷ് ക്വയർ വിത്ത് 48 രജിസ്റ്റേർഡ് മെമ്പേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് മലയാളം ക്വയർ വിത്ത് 32. Both choirs have helped tremendously in the worship services and in many other events of the church. English choir is led by our Benji and Emily, and Malayalam choir, as Achin mentioned, is led by Sheena and I. And I don't know how many of you know that, but we are ladies are doing the choir this year, so please pray with us, pray for us as we doing what God has called us to do. Let's pray before we get into our meditation for today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, to your presence, to give you praise and worship. As we meditate on your words, Lord, I ask for your help in sharing your message. Lord, I know that I am not worthy, but I trust that you will use me to speak your truth to your people. Father God, open our hearts and minds to receive your message and help us to understand what it means and apply it to our lives. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. As Achin already mentioned, the Christian churches all over the world are celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Pentecost Perenal. It was the day that the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in a powerful way. The Jewish Feast of Pentecost, also known as Shavuot, was originally a harvest festival that celebrated the giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. This is one of the three major festivals, like Passover, so Jews from many nations gather in Jerusalem for this feast. The Christian Pentecost festival was later developed out of this Jewish feast, and it came to be seen as a celebration of the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church. As I mentioned, it is held 50 days after Passover. This event was a major turning point in the history of the church, and it has had a profound impact on the world ever since. I would like us to go through Acts chapter 2, along with other scriptures we heard today. This way we will be able to connect the Old Testament and the New Testament. There's a lot of scripture portions in chapter 2, so I ask that you please open up your Bible and please follow along with me. God's Spirit actively enabled the Old Testament prophets to speak for him. He used them for a specific task at a specific time. Who wrote the Bible? Men? The apostles? 2 Peter 1:21 says, "For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets through humans spoke from God as they were carried along by the Spirit." So it was from the Holy Spirit. In contrast, in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit indwells in all believers. This indwelling happens when we place our faith in Jesus Christ for our salvation. From that point on, the Holy Spirit lives in us. This is permanent. Apostle Paul calls this the guarantee of our inheritance. We can see that in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. Unfortunately, some of us believers can quench the Holy Spirit by resisting him. We can see that in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. In mysterious beauty, the one true God exists in three distinct persons: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They all work together in perfect harmony. Last week, Achin reminded us that the Holy Spirit is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Bible says that he is not something. He is someone, and he is God. God's plan and purposes always included the Holy Spirit's work and activity. We can see this from the very beginning. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." God's own Spirit moved at creation. First lesson we heard today was from Joel chapter 2, 28 to 32. God's words spoken by prophet Joel impacted the people of his day and foreshadowed the future. This beautiful prophecy of God's Spirit being poured out on all people, men, women, the young and the old, brought so much hope to the people of Judah in his day. They were going through so much difficulties in that time. Peter quoted this very promise on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. When we read from verse 16, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. "In the last days," God says, "I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see vision. Your men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days." Also, Jesus promised his disciples the same Spirit, as we heard from the gospel reading in John chapter 14 today. Let's look at verse 16. Jesus is speaking here to his disciples. He says, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever." Why was it necessary for Jesus to leave the earth, you guys? Somebody give me an answer. Why was it necessary for Jesus to leave the earth? So that if Jesus stayed, his physical body only can be in one place at a time, right? So if Jesus leaves, he's everywhere. So God, through the Holy Spirit, now dwells within all believers, all color, all shapes and sizes, everyone all over the world. Holy Spirit is sent to us to help us, to comfort us in Jesus' absence. Friends, we are truly orphans, utterly lost without the Holy Spirit. We are exposed to all kinds of evil. Praise God for his remedy in sending his Spirit to dwell in us. So now we're going to look at Acts 2 further and see what is happening on that day. When we look at verse 1, it says, "When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Holy Spirit is one of the topics all Christian denomination talk about and have different interpretation or opinions. I want to talk about an incident that happened. മൂന്നാല് വർഷം മുമ്പ് ഞങ്ങൾ ഒരു കല്യാണത്തിന് പോയി. ഒരു ഭർത്തമ കല്യാണം അല്ലായിരുന്നു, വേറെ ഒരു സഭയായിരുന്നു. അപ്പം ഞങ്ങൾ ഇങ്ങനെ വർത്തമാനം പറഞ്ഞ കൂട്ടത്തിൽ ഒരു ആൻറ്റി എൻ്റെ അടുത്ത് ചോദിച്ചു, മോളെ നീ ബോൺ അഗെയിൻ ആണോ? ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞ ആൻറ്റി ഞാൻ ബോൺ അഗെയിൻ ആണ്. നിനക്ക് യു ഹാവ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഉണ്ടോ? ഞാൻ പറഞ്ഞു ഉണ്ട്. കെൻ യു സ്പീക്ക് ഇൻ ടങ്സ്? ഐ സെഡ് ആൻറ്റി ഐ കനോട്ട് സ്പീക്ക് ഇൻ ടങ്സ് ബട്ട് ഐ നോ ഐ ഹാവ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ഷീ ആസ്ക്ഡ് മീ ഹൗ ഡു യു നോ യു ഹാവ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്? I said, Auntie, the Holy Spirit convicts me when I do something wrong. He tells me that, Suja, you're doing something wrong. You need to change. You know, when I get mad at somebody, my family can tell you that. It convicts me. I shouldn't be doing that. So that's the same thing. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. So this is a topic that we can go into so much details. I'm sure some of you might have had this similar incident in your lifetime too. Why did Pentecost happen in such a dramatic way, you guys? Think about it. It was so dramatic, right? It was a sign that the new work of the Holy Spirit had begun, fulfilling Joel's prophecy that we heard. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. Why? Because they had to preach, they needed to preach the gospel to all nations. Apostle Thomas going to India and spreading the gospel is an example. Achin reminded us about him ministering to the Telugu people in their own language. This definitely is a gift of the Holy Spirit. He was able to help the Telugu people understand the truths from God's word. And thank God that Achin is able to do that. Unlike some meaningless sound that we hear on TV or we hear people, referring to. The dramatic events of Pentecost are a reminder that the Holy Spirit is still active in the world today. Just like Israel needed the Holy Spirit to actively speak through the prophets, we need the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Spirit that descended on the disciples on this special day, on the day of Pentecost, is the same Spirit who was hovering over the waters in Genesis. This is the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. Friends, that same Spirit, this same Spirit, is available to all of us. Praise the Lord. I hope you have that in you. Let's examine what I saw from Acts 2, some of the points about the Holy Spirit. Let's look into it. First, the Holy Spirit is a believer's gift from God. Vishwasigalkku Devam kodukkuna oru daanam. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter tells the crowd that they can receive the Holy Spirit if they repent and are baptized. This shows that the Holy Spirit is not something that we can earn. Like Eve went and plucked apple thinking she can do better, right? But it's a gift from God that is freely given to us. What do we have to do? Repent of our sins and believe in the finished work of Jesus on the cross for our sins. Second, Holy Spirit gives believers wisdom to understand His word. വചനത്തിൻ്റെ മർമ്മങ്ങളെ മനസ്സിലാക്കി തരുവാൻ കഴിയുന്നതാണ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ഹൗ? ആസ് വി റെഡ്, ജൂസ് ഫ്രം എവറി കൺട്രി വെയർ ഇൻ ജെറൂസലം ടു സെലിബ്രേറ്റ് ദ ജൂവിഷ് ഫീസ്റ്റ്. ആഫ്റ്റർ ദ കമ്മിങ് ഓഫ് ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്, എവറി മാൻ ഹേർഡ് ദം സ്പീക്ക് ഇൻ ഹിസ് ഓൺ ലാംഗ്വേജ്. ദ മൈറ്റി വർക്സ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ്, ദേ വർ ഏബിൾ ടു ഹിയർ ഈച്ച് അതർ ഇൻ ദർ ഓൺ ലാംഗ്വേജ്. ദേ വർ അമേസ്ഡ് ആൻഡ് ദേ വർ പസ്സിൽഡ്. Some even said that these people are really drunk. Let's look in verse 14. We see Peter addressing the crowd. He said, no, these people are not drunk. He stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Fellow Jews and all you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Peter being Peter, sometimes impulsive, he just really had to say it, you know? Sometimes I'm like that. I'm very impulsive. And some of you know in the choir how I can be impulsive. I need to kind of try to keep myself not so impulsive. He said, no, these people are not drunk. I'm going to explain what's going on. God gave Peter the wisdom and understanding to connect the Joel's prophecy with the Holy Spirit's coming. He said on that day, speaking about Pentecost, God's Spirit will be poured out on everyone, men, women, young, old, Jews and Gentiles. He proves to the listening people from the scripture that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, who was promised since the time of Adam and Eve in the garden. If you or if I, we want to understand scripture better, we have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. I encourage all of us to do that before starting to read. The Holy Spirit is a wonderful teacher, and he's always willing to help us to understand his word. Holy Spirit is the one who inspired the writers to write scripture in the first place. That means he knows, the Holy Spirit knows the meaning of scripture better than anybody else, any commentary or anybody, any of your friends. Holy Spirit lives in us. So this means that Holy Spirit can speak to us directly. He will helps us to understand the scripture in a way that we would not be able to on our own. Let's keep going. What else can we learn from chapter 2? The third thing I want to bring into your attention is that the Holy Spirit empowers us to share the gospel with others. Suvisheshate koshipikan karivatarinna parishudatmava. When we look at Acts chapter 2, 22 onwards, we can see this. Here, we can see a new Peter, humble but bold. This is the same Peter who denied Jesus three times when he needed him the most. Before the day of Pentecost, the disciples were afraid to speak about Jesus. But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were able to speak boldly about Jesus, even in the face of persecution. Where did Peter get this kind of boldness to share and preach? This confidence came from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, nothing else. Friends, like I said, we have this same Spirit living in us. The Holy Spirit still equips believers to proclaim the resurrected Christ. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are given boldness, wisdom, and power to share the gospel with others. I'm standing here before you, in front of you here today, is a clear example. I wrote this message multiple times, but even like last minute, I was making changes. I just couldn't put my thoughts together because there's so much that you can talk about. Whatever scripture you're hearing me talk today is directly from the Holy Spirit. Praise God for the gift of Holy Spirit who dwells in each of us. I thank those who prayed for me also. Praise God. God might not be asking you to do a sermon or go to a faraway place. We might think sometimes, oh, we got to go really far to preach the gospel. But he may be asking you to speak to a family member, a coworker, or a fellow classmate who needs to hear the truths about Christ. We don't have to worry about what exactly we're going to say or how to say or how eloquent we are. You know, I'm always worried when I have to speak. God, you know, my language, my accent, my kids make fun of me. All that is there, you know, that I'm like, oh. Jesus, you know, I go through all these. So we don't have to worry about that because God will fill us with his Spirit to share Christ with others. Just keep that in mind. I praise God for an opportunity he gave me recently to share with a coworker. And I'm praying for her, God to work in her heart. She really needs the Lord, and I am praying for that. I want you to think about a person in your life. It could be a coworker, like we said, a friend, anybody, and think how you can share this gospel with them. Just be bold like Peter. Remember, he equips us with his Spirit when he calls us. The only thing we need to do is just be willing and obedient. One more thing I want to bring to your attention is that the Holy Spirit help us to be in a community of believers and grow in our faith. വിശ്വാസികളുടെ ഒരു സമൂഹത്തിൽ ആയിരിക്കുവാനും വളരുവാനും സഹായിക്കുന്ന ഒരാളാണ് പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവ്. In Acts chapter 2:42, we see that the disciples devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. We can see these new Christians were united under one spirit. They wanted to be taught by the apostles. They wanted to get together to pray. They wanted to fellowship. They wanted to worship the Lord. Worship is a way of expressing our love and gratitude to God. When we worship God, we are inviting Him to fill us with His presence and His peace. When we are surrounded by other believers, we are reminded of God's love, seeing how He's working in their lives, how He's answering their prayers, helping them go through difficult situations. And we are also challenged to grow in our faith, to trust God, go to Him in prayer. I'm thankful to be part of this community of believers. Our church helps us to grow in our faith through the different organizations, such as Sunday school for young kids, youth groups, Idaho Mission, Savior Sangam, you can name them all. I encourage all of us to take advantage of all the different activities of our church. As I mentioned earlier, this week is the youth group week, right? You guys have so many things planned, right? I'm so glad you guys get together, not just to grow spiritually. I know you guys have Bible study on Saturdays, and you guys get together just to fellowship. You guys get together to play sports and just hang out. I mean, that is community, and that's what we want, and that we want you to be connected in the community in that way. Just not growing spiritually, but physically, emotionally, everything. That's all God wants us to grow in that way. When one is filled with the Holy Spirit, he or she will be concerned about the need of others in our community. Our focus changed from me, me, me to others. Let's look at verse 44 and 45. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give it to anyone who had need. Early church members took care of one another. They took care of all their needs. It was so much like a family that they began to call each other brother and sister. They loved each other. They were so real. These are the real results of Pentecost. I don't think I'm at a point where I can sell all my possessions and give it to everyone who are in need. But there are simple things we can do for others in our community. We can love others, other believers and others, like brothers and sisters in Christ. Spend some time with someone who is lonely and share a meal with them. Call and listen to them. And we can name multiple things here. When we are in community, we have the opportunity to serve others and to make a difference in someone's life. Once we are indwelled by the Spirit, He gives each of us different types of gifts to do the work of God. We can see this in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6, such as teaching, preaching, serving, and so on. Let's give a shout out to our refreshment team. That's our service team in our church. My favorite place to be because I love to eat. Sheba and Sunil, shout out to you and your team for serving us. Continue to serve us and give us good food and new type of food. We enjoy them. No one can stay there without a gift. Everyone have something, either cooking, cleaning, or washing, or just picking up leftover stuff from here. Everyone is gifted to edify the church. God's family work best in communities when its members work together. Remember, we are placed in a community of believers by God. He gives us different gifts to serve Him and others. These gifts are divinely placed on us for the good of the body of Christ and our spiritual growth. As we celebrate Choir Sunday, let us thank God for the gift of music. Thank Him for our voices. Within the choir, he has given us different abilities. Some of us can sing solo. Some of us can pick up a piano piece and just start playing. And some of us can play in any parts. Some of us can write music. So many abilities. Let us use whatever God has given us, our time, playing of instruments, our voices, to bring comfort and healing to our members. Let our singing be a pleasing aroma to the Lord, bringing honor and glory to Him alone and no one else. To recap, I just want to bring it to your attention. From chapter 2 of Acts, the Holy Spirit is God's free gift to believers, a free gift. The Holy Spirit gives believers wisdom to understand His word. വചനത്തിൻ്റെ മർമ്മങ്ങളെ തിരിച്ചറിയാനുള്ള കൃപ തരുന്ന ആളാണ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് എംപവേഴ്സ് ബിലീവേഴ്സ് ടു ഷെയർ ദ ഗാസ്പൽ. സുവിശേഷത്തെ വിളിച്ചറിയിക്കാൻ കഴിവ് തരുന്ന ആളാണ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ദ ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ് ഹെൽപ്സ് അസ് ടു ബി ഇൻ എ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി ഓഫ് ബിലീവേഴ്സ് ആൻഡ് ഗ്രോ ഇൻ അവർ ഫെയ്ത്ത്. നമ്മുടെ കമ്മ്യൂണിറ്റി ആയിട്ട് വളരാൻ അനുവദിക്കുന്ന ആളാണ് ഹോളി സ്പിരിറ്റ്. ആസ് വി ക്ലോസ്, ഐ വാണ്ട് യു ടു തിങ്ക് about this with me. There is a grand piano sitting in this beautiful room, and there's a pair of gloves sitting on top of it. The glove is empty and lifeless without hands in it. The piano is beautiful, but it cannot make music on its own. It needs a pianist to play it. When the pianist put the gloves on and play, the piano makes sweet music. When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are able to live a life that is pleasing to God in this world. We can make sweet music, make harmonious music. Living in the Holy Spirit is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a journey that is full of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I'm sure you want to sing that song, right, guys? Maybe we should sing it then. As we read in Galatians chapter 5, this doesn't mean that we will be filled with all these fruits of the Spirit all the time. We are imperfect people, and God wants imperfect people to do His job. If you are perfect, you can just sit back, you know? God wants imperfect people to do His work. So, like I said, when we are talking about fruits of the Spirit, you can talk to my family. You can talk to my mom, especially. She'll tell you about my patience, fruit of my spirit, the patience one. I lose it all the time, you guys, you know. So I'm sure there are some of you praying for some of the fruits of the Spirit. Don't worry about it. It's okay that we mess up, okay? He knows us better than we know ourselves. He promised to never to leave us or forsake us. It just gives us, the Spirit helps us to love more beautifully or unconditionally. We have a dog in our house. Just seeing the unconditional love of this dog is so fulfilling, you know? It just gives us, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, God gives us these fruits, just helps us to love more deeply or forgive more freely or just name it. It just keeps on going. I hope all of you are listening have accepted this free gift that God gives us, His Spirit, into your hearts. If you have any doubt, any question, this weekend, guys, is a perfect opportunity for you guys to talk to your mentor or talk to Achin or any of our elders in the church, that just make sure that you are certain that you have the Spirit living in you. If you have not, please don't delay. Today is the day, and we don't know if you have tomorrow. Thank you.